My dearest readers, today is the day. After months of eager anticipation, we have all finally arrived at my favorite day of the year, the first day of the marriage season. There is no better way to mark such an auspicious occasion than with that most noble of Wooten Bassett traditions, a ball. The first ball of the season is always a spectacle, but this year's commencement at the quirky estate of Professor Horatio Oliver Potts promises to be something particularly interesting, as our gracious host is known for a certain dramatic and inventive flair. I've heard whispers that our dear Mr. Potts intends to approach matchmaking not as art, but as science. Many have tried to quantify love, and none have succeeded. But if there is anyone in our little village who might be able to do it, it is that famed inventor, Horatio Oliver Potts.
Now announcing Mrs. Bitcherton, a Miss Bitcherton, and a Miss Bitcherton.
Okay, girls, that's us. Everybody look alive. Stand up straight. Nothing in your teeth.
Wait.
Yes?
And patience, where is Esty?
Oh, her... We all remember what happened at her coming out several years ago.
Oh,
yeah. We didn't want to cause a scene. She wanted to stay home and let Gwendolyn have her big night.
Such a thoughtful older sister.
Yes, it's my night too, though. I'm coming out too.
Of course, yes. Remember, the goal here, we need to find you husbands. And if it doesn't happen tonight, nobody panic, but we need to set the groundwork. ASAP, Rocky. So, remember, eye contact is a strong tool that we have at our disposal. So when you make eye contact with a suitor, make sure to wiggle an eyebrow to show that you are perhaps interested. Let me see. A little eyebrow wiggle. Okay, Gwen?
How's this, Mama?
Looking good. Very good, as usual.
Aunt Patience?
Yes.
Sorry, am I supposed to be listening to this too? Should I do the eyebrow thing or no?
Violet, I'm not going to lie, I did forget you were here. But yes, of course, sure, do the eyebrow thing if that strikes your fancy.
Although, is this good?
Mm-hmm, that's looking really good and really normal. Great work, as always.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, girls, here we are. Wow. Wow.
Oh.
Gwendolyn, you're looking so marvelous.
Oh,
hello,
you,
gentlemen.
Mama. Hello, curtsy.
Hey, boys, get a load of this.
Inappropriate.
Forgive my crass country cousin. She's from Bath. You know their strange ways. Hello, gentlemen. Good evening.
Hello, yes.
Yes.
Delighted to make your acquaintance.
What a lovely golden ribbon that is.
Oh, thank you.
Did you see the game last night? Anyone?
Oh, yeah, you talking arm wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw
I am.
It.
You are into arm wrestling?
Yeah. Here, look at this.
Well.
Violet, not here.
Okay.
Go.
Violet, yeah, maybe not the time, nor the place.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Don't mean to clip your wings.
Talk to me later.
Now announcing Vicar Devoutly and Mr. Davis Devoutly.
Oh, wow. Wow, this is a lot. I mean, there's like clockwork machinery everywhere. This is very cool.
Yeah, this is what it's all about, my son. You know, if you weren't already betrothed, I'd say you could bounce around and maybe find someone of your own.
Sorry, I think we're kind of like promised to be betrothed. It's kind of like a we're maybe like one step before. Like, I know. Oh,
guess who? I'm covering your eyes so you can't see, but guess who it is? Can you smell
one.
My fingers?
I can smell my fingers.
Guess who it is?
They smell like cheese.
Smell them. Who do you think?
It's
Teasy, right? Who do you think it is?
Is it Violet Bitcherton?
Yes! You got it!
Oh, yay! Yay, my
love.
My beloved.
Hey, Davis, I just wanted to ask, are you sure you want me to still try to find the suitor? Because I feel like it might be weird because we're engaged, sort of. So,
yes,
like,
no,
I don't know.
I you haven't gotten to have your like first coming out in Wooten Bassett. And I think, you know, you should experience that. And if you find someone better than me, you know, that's totally great and fine and totally cool and no hard feelings at all, okay?
Okay. Well, so, I love you. I love you so. Okay.
Wow.
You know what? I'm gonna
love you so much.
Wow. I'm gonna
I love you
it.
So much. You're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Wow.
So.
You know what?
I love
this.
Love this so much.
Oh, Father, you really shouldn't. Okay.
Just say it back. Say it back, son.
You should say it back.
Yeah, say it back, son.
Say it. Say you love me. Say it.
I love you.
What? Why did you look at your dad and point at your dad when you said you?
I did nothing of the sort. Let's go to the ball.
Okay. I'll take it. That was good. Thank you. I'll take that.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go try to, I guess, flirt with other men if that's cool with you. I don't know.
Yes, please go sow your wild oats with all and as many men here as you would like. And you know, maybe I think you're going to find someone better than me. I think, you know, I think you're a phenomenal woman, but I think someone here, you're going to make someone here so happy, I think. And maybe it's me, but also totally okay if it's not.
Probably you. It's probably going to be you.
Yeah.
But okay.
Yes.
But don't
okay.
Don't go into that with that in your mind. You know what I mean? Like, just keep an open mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Love you. Love you.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm. Oh,
it's
yes.
Wet. It's
yes,
so wet.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
That's good. Oh.
Whoa.
Wow.
Are we all enjoying ourselves at my ball?
Yes.
Honestly, yeah.
He came from the floor. How do you think he did that?
Wow.
I don't know. It was
an inventor never reveals his secrets except in a patent.
Oh.
Wow.
It's good to know.
Now, I believe we're all here to find love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, totally.
And don't we find the act of finding your correct other half to be pretty difficult? And how do you know the right person? How do you really know? Isn't it hard?
Cheers to that. Some of us never got it right.
You kind of just like meet them when you're young and you become best friends, then you fall in love and then you live happily ever after. That usually?
No.
That's such an old, out-of-date notion that's ripe for disruption. Have you ever heard of technology, anyone here?
No.
Technology?
Technology? Am I even saying that right? Technology.
Have you heard of a train, the steam engine, the telegraph, the seismometers?
Oh, no.
What the heck?
Would we have heard of that?
It sounds like witchcraft.
I think you would have if you've read the papers.
Oh.
That's not really my thing.
No.
Now, what if I melded technology and love together and
what
used it to help you all find matchmakers?
Oh my god. Mm,
go on.
As you'll see strewn throughout this beautiful banquet hall, you'll see little machines that I've created, brought all the way from New Jersey to help you find love.
Oh,
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Jersey
sounds like an armpit.
Dirty place.
I think it sounds really nice. Especially the rich parts.
It is quite nice, I'd say, and very close to New York City.
Oh, now that I've heard of.
No, what's wrong with the Old York?
Old York?
Fair point.
Was it called New York at this time? Is it New Amsterdam
It
still?
Is called New York City, yes. It's...
Oh, well, someone's looked it up.
And here's what I like the most in that name. New. I like new things. Meet my new wife. I just married her 4 weeks ago.
Oh.
Who? Did I just make your acquaintance?
Hello, everyone. Hello. It's me, Mrs. Potts.
Oh.
That's right. Give me a kiss, Mrs. Potts.
It's a lot of kisses.
A pleasure to meet you. You have a lovely home. Thank you for having us. It is my first ball, and I'm very happy to be debuting in such lovely environs.
Thank you. It's very nice to meet you, darling.
Oh.
Okay, go around. Enjoy the machines. Enjoy the dance. You can still dance. You can still, you know, go the old-fashioned way. Have little titters and tatters with each other.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is this one of those technologies you were mentioning earlier?
Now, that might look like a simple pencil, but give it a little, tap the little thing on top of it.
Whoa.
That's a pen. That's a mechanical pen that I've created.
Oh.
A mechanical, instead of your old quills and using a feather you pluck from a goose, that will last for pages and pages.
Wow.
You're so much better than my old wife.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Yes.
I do appreciate it. So let me ask, how are the inventions going? How are the technologies?
It's going well. They're buying it hook, line, and sinker.
Do you think anyone suspects that we're just taking all of their money?
No. I'm going to be the richest inventor. I'll show that little Thomas Edison who's the real inventor. I'll have him eat my shoes.
Oh, I love when you talk like this, Horatio.
Oh, not now, Cookie.
Oh, come on. Can't I just nibble your neck a little bit? No one will see.
Oh, okay, I'll allow it. Ooh, yes. Ooh, a little too much teeth.
Oh, sorry.
Excuse me, Mr. Potts?
Yes.
You said it's true that you can find love matches between people? Like, you can tell if two people are really in love or if they're a perfect match or not?
Yes.
And what's your, like, success rate?
My success rate?
Yeah, like how
accurate?
Near
100%.
Near 100%.
100%.
Excellent. Have you met Violet Bitcherton, this lovely young woman here?
Hi, I'm the person who asked you if this was a technology and you told me it was a pen.
And I was right, wasn't I?
I have no idea because I don't know what a pen is, but yeah, probably.
I'm so glad you two have been introduced. Horatio, could you maybe use one of your technologies to find who the perfect match for Violet is? Because it could be me, but it also could be any of these young eligible bachelors here. And I just want to make sure that Violet has, you know, the best possible match for her happiness.
Davis.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Davis, no, that's so nothing. Sweet, it's and nothing. This is why I love you so much.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure you find as much love in your life as possible. And I think technology is the solution to that.
I have to say, though, from my own personal human perspective, you two do seem like a good match.
Well, we're here to talk about technology, so, you know,
we can definitely use technology right this way. You two come right here. Come right here.
Okay.
Whoa. This machine is huge. This is the whole wing of this building.
It is. It's gigantic. Okay, so you want to know if you two are love matches, so...
Yeah. Do I just get in this drawer?
You don't get in the drawer. You could. I don't know what would happen. You might actually die if you were to go into the machine, but
let me
open this up. As you can see, there are two compartments here. Put one piece of clothing that you wear into the...
Oh, okay, Violet, take a small piece.
I just put my whole dress
in this.
Okay.
Should I not do that?
Okay.
Maybe just like a glove.
I was thinking glove.
It's pheromones is what it uses to detect if you two are a perfect love match.
Got it. Should I put my dress back on?
Yeah.
Okay.
But before anyone else sees, please.
So each of you put a piece of clothing in there.
Okay,
and then...
I'll put one of my gloves.
Great.
I'll just take off my very muddy boot. The mud won't interfere with anything, will it? Because if it will, that's not a problem.
Well,
just see what happens. Here we go.
We'll see what happens.
Okay, and then how does it work?
Let me run the machine. Carmichael, come in here. My assistant.
Wow, he is moving so slow.
Yes, sir.
Carmichael?
Yes?
Run the machine. We need to see the results.
Right away, sir. Pulling the lever now. Pull.
Carmichael's very old.
That man is ancient. Violet, do you see, like, bones through his skin? I swear it's almost translucent.
Yeah, I mean, that's normal. That's what my back looks like.
Oh. Pulling the lever.
Are you two commenting on Carmichael's body?
No, I wasn't.
No, certainly not.
Davis was.
Well, for medical perspective, I was concerned.
He's a normal person. He's a normal human being.
I'm a regular guy.
Davis, you should try to be a little bit more open-minded.
You'll be lucky to look half as good as me when you're my age, honey.
How old are you, just for reference?
48.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. Do you need help with that lever? It looks heavy.
No, I've got it. I have one job, and it's to pull this lever.
I'm just really worried about your heart health at this point. You're really sweating.
Oh, no. I'm 48.
Carmichael, let's get a move on. We don't have all day. Pull it.
And there you go, sir.
Thank you, Carmichael.
Wow. So many things are spinning.
You can go back to sleep. And okay, results. Let's see. With a match of 99.82%, Davis and Violet, you two are a match.
We're a match.
Well, no.
And a close second at 98%, Violet and a teacup pig.
Oh, my. Whoa.
Unheard of, sir. Results
Davis,
like that before?
We're almost 100%.
But you know, it's in that 1.4% that's where marriage really lives. So, Mr. Potts, is there someone, is it possible there's a higher percentage person out there for Violet?
They would, but it'd be like finding a tiny, tiny little sand pellet in the infinite universe that is our world.
Well, Violet, I want to make sure you're as happy as possible, so let's go find you that sand pellet in the world.
Wow, you're so good to me.
I just
seriously
want what's best for you. Horatio will be
right back.
I can feel
the love.
Okay.
Okay.
Carmichael, you hug? Would you mind a hug? Do you hug? I'm kind of a hugger.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
Yeah, Violet, I think you'd break him.
Mama.
Yes?
Violet and Davis have gone in to use the wonderful contraption, and I simply must know who I shall become betrothed to. I must find a love match.
Sorry.
Someone rich, I hope.
They're using a contraption? Is that, what does that mean? A euphemism?
It's one of the technology that Mr. Potts was talking about.
Oh, right. Well, hey, if you want to hop in the closet, that's fine with me. Hop in the technology. What is it?
I don't know, Mama. Some sort of newfangled contraption, but I do fear that it sounds close to witchcraft. Vicar? Oh, Vicar, excuse me.
Yes. I'm just thumbing through my Bible here and trying to find if this is...
Are you taking notes in the Bible? What is that in the margins?
Yes, I take notes on things to pray on while also searching. This is very, very, very upsetting. This means of using technology to stand in the way of the Lord. While it was close, in my heart, I know that there is a 100% match between my son and Violet.
98.4!
True love.
98.4!
100%.
Yes, it certainly seems they're perfectly suited, but Should I... Can I not use the new invention to perhaps find a love match of my own, Vicar? Or is that against God's plan?
I would say only use that invention if you feel like you'd have no hope otherwise.
Oh. Well,
now,
it's
not saying you can.
Ball, so
yes.
Planning on giving up hope.
Yeah, yes.
Immediately, but
you know.
I personally think do whatever, whenever, to find yourself a husband. Literally, whatever you have to do, let's do it. I will say, you are dressed in a golden ribbon, so
I am
my special girl.
Well. Maybe, perhaps I'll use it if I cannot find a... if my dance card is not full by the end of the night, but the first dance is coming up, so perhaps a suitor will ask me, or perhaps Mr. Potts has another contraption I can use.
Another technology? Yeah, take a look around the room, Gwendolyn. Anyone striking your fancy?
Oh, well, there's Reginald Beachcomber and Lady Bigwithers has written quite extensively about his eligibility. Perhaps he'll ask me to dance.
Yeah, he's hot as hell. Hope he comes over here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Maybe stand near him and see if he notices you. Let's try and initiate, you know.
Okay.
Gwen, and just let me know if you want your old mother to make a move on your behalf.
Oh, no.
I'd be
that's
more than happy to.
Probably fine for now. I'll try. My own... walking over. So lonely. Not no one to dance with so far.
Hey there, little lady.
Oh, Reginald Beachcomber. Hello.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Gwendolyn Bitcherton of the Root Ambassador Bitchertons. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
The pleasure is all mine. I'm really loving the sight of your golden ribbon.
Oh, thank you. I won it in a poetry contest. Not that I...
Poetry?
Not that I have many intellectual pursuits. I more prefer to sew and play the pianoforte and sit around dreaming of how to better serve the Lord and someday my husband.
Looking at me?
Oh, just looking around. This is my debut ball, so I am but an innocent girl, innocent in the ways of the world, and not a lot of life experience.
Hey,
but I think
Gwendolyn?
I'd make a good wife. Yes. What is it, Violet?
Who's this?
Oh, hey, I'm Violet Bitcherton.
This is my country cousin from Bath.
Dang.
Oh. What is it, Violet?
Hi, Reginald. Here, do you want to... Here, shake my hand.
Ooh, dang!
Yeah.
She's got some muscle on her, don't she?
Reginald, I see you met Violet here. It looks like you two are a perfect match. Let's go check you in the technology real quick. Let's see what your match percentage is, just for fun. No reason, just because. It'll be fun.
I was actually talking to...
Okay.
And...
Gwen, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
They're gone.
Okay, Mr. Reginald Beachcomber, I'm going to need need a piece of clothing from you.
Here, take my pocket square.
Oh, wow, full of phlegm, huh? At least I hope this is phlegm.
Ew. I'm going to leave that one up to your imagination.
Okay, well, let me put it into the machine.
It smells like cum, sir.
What the heck?
Carmichael, what did you say?
I said it smells like ejaculate.
Carmichael.
Jesus Christ.
Yes?
What the heck?
At the very ancient age of 48, my faculties have come undone.
All right, let's keep it a little bit more chill around the lady, shall we?
Of course.
No, it's fine. I don't mind it.
Also, Mr. Potts, if you need to jiggle the scales a little bit to really get this to a full 100%, that's totally fine.
What? Jiggle the scales?
Davis?
What do you take me for, Flim Flam Man?
But just to make sure, I wanted to, you know, double check your calibrations and things.
Davis, I'm starting to think, I'm starting to think that you're trying to pawn me off on Reginald.
What?
Oh.
Pawn me off on who now? Hey, come and get pawned on me.
No. Reginald, quiet.
Whatever you say, baby.
I ran the machine already.
And
what was the score?
Your match rate is 2%. That's the lowest I've ever seen. Oh. You have a higher match rate with a hot dog than you do with Reginald, Violet.
How is that possible?
Not loving those odds.
What's a hot dog?
Davis.
Yeah.
It just seems... It just seems like you don't want to marry me.
No.
Why are you quiet?
Sorry, here I come. What time is over here?
No,
What's going on?
I'm...
Violet, did you get back in the technology?
Yes, I'm back. Aunt Patience doesn't... Have I been foolish this entire time? Does it seem like Davis doesn't want to marry me?
Not sure if I've gotten that impression, but to be honest... not my circus, not my monkey. Although, wait, I guess you are my circus. Davis, what do you have to say for yourself?
Yes, speak up.
I think you're a phenomenal woman. I'm in love.
Just answer the question. Do you want to marry me or no?
No. No. I don't even know you, and I find this scandalous.
No, I'm sorry. Oh!
Hey, you're gonna let it go just like that?
Hey, Violet, no fighting near the machine. No fighting near the machine.
Violet, it's not you. Stop choking me. God, it's not you. It's because I love Esty. I love someone else.
Oh my God.
David, what?
You love Esty? No one would have ever predicted that.
This is shocking information.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
I've kept it so deep down inside that there's no way anyone could have known, but it's the truth, and I have to tell people. I was planning on telling her tonight, but I'm sorry. I don't. It's not you. It is a little bit you, but because you're not Esty.
Wow. What is this coming out of my eyes?
Oh, no.
Violet, darling, that's a teardrop.
Violet.
Feeling emotion, a sad emotion for one of the first times.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like I have to go sit down.
No,
yes, Violet, come. Let's go outside.
Don't cry. Don't.
Davis, you sit here and think about what you've done to this young lady.
Davis, don't come home tonight.
No, Father!
Davis, you've caused quite a scene, but I do have to tell you something. The machine, I only shared the results of Violet's matches, and I did have Carmichael go into everyone's house and take a piece of their clothing and put it to the machine the night before, so I do have everyone's matches.
Wow.
Your match with Esty, 25%.
Pretty low.
No. Are you sure you went into my room at the end of the hall to the left?
Yes.
And you didn't go in the bottom drawer? Like one of the top drawers, right?
Carmichael?
I found the perfect pheromone-laden piece of clothing from every attending member of the ball, and you, sir, scored 25%.
Does this look like yours, Davis?
Those are my boxer shorts, yes.
Indeed. Old-timey boxer shorts, whatever they were called, probably pantaloons or something.
I got them from France. They're just really smooth and silky, and they're nice. Are you sure 25% with that? Like, you've checked. You've double-checked. Everything seems good.
The machine doesn't lie.
It's science.
Wait. So my match with Esty was 25%. What was Esty's match with me?
It's the same match rate. Why would it be different?
I don't know.
The other way around.
I don't know. I do not understand what matching means.
I was hoping maybe one way was big. I don't know. I don't know how science works. That's Esty's field.
Well, good luck, Davis. You're gonna need it.
No.
Would you like to see what your future child would look like? With
no,
anyone, I can do it.
No,
I can show
no,
you.
Thank
I can, you can
no.
have a 5-minute conversation
no.
with any future child. You sure?
Yep.
What about you and... You and the vicar. What if you and the vicar had a child? I could show you what
certainly
that
no.
would look like.
Certainly no.
That's his father, sir.
Are you sure? Okay.
Thank you.
It's going to be in the back of your head. You're going to be thinking about it. You go, oh, I want to talk to the son of me and my father.
Oh, no. Your brother, son. That would be your brother, son.
You know, now it is really going to be in the back of my head. I think it's better to not know than to know in this case.
Yes. Tell everyone, though. If anyone wants to speak to a future child, come into room 4 with me.
Yeah. Mr. Potts, I'm gonna go have a... I gotta think about some stuff. Yeah, I gotta sit down somewhere.
Great.
Thank you, I guess.
Godspeed.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty. You see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl. In a special Gertrude role, happy birthday, I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's snake eyes minus 2, that's a 0.
Snake eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, I've been quite lonely. No one's signed up to dance with me yet, even though I have this beautiful golden ribbon. I think I will. No matter what Mama says or the vicar says, I think I must go talk to Mr. Potts and see if he can help me find a love match. Mr. Potts? Hello?
Hello? Hello, yes?
Hello, I'm Gwendolyn Bitcherton, and I'm here to find a love match. And then also, if you have some technology, I heard you can make it look like you can see what your future child looks like. And then I was also wondering if there was some technology where I could see what I would look like with like dog puppy ears and a puppy nose on it, too.
That's something I've been working on in my lab, and I just haven't been able to crack it. Wouldn't we all like to see what we look like with doggy ears and doggy lips?
Do you have any technology that can make it look like my mouth is really big, but my eyes are really small? I was hoping for some kind of, I don't know, filter to make me look different just for whimsy, but never mind.
A filter? Wait. Eureka. I'll be back in 30 seconds. Hold on.
Oh, he's almost as fast as Mary.
Here we go. Yes, here it is. It's a system of mirrors designed specifically for your face.
Oh.
It's a little heavy, so just pop this on your head. Okay, yes, there we go.
Oh.
And what would you like? You like to be a dog, a fish?
Yes, I'd like to be a dog, and then I'd like to see what I'd look like old, and then I'd like to see what I'd look like with just a little bit of mascara on.
Okay, let me just tinker. Let me twist these knobs. And there you go. Okay, just, you won't be able to turn your head much, but just try to look forward as much as possible.
Uh-huh.
wonderful. If there was only some kind of voice modulation that went along with this, it would be really fun. But this is pretty good.
Go, okay, go ahead. Hey, Gwendolyn, I think you're going to knock him dead.
Oh, thank you. Okay, that was quite an amusing diversion, but now let's get back to my real love match. Who should I marry? And they better be rich. Just, I'm independently wealthy, but it would be really great if there was a man who was also rich that I could marry.
Okay, well, let's take you into the machine.
Here, I'll put my prized golden ribbon into the machine.
Who should you marry? Let's see. Carmichael, can you pull the lever again?
Missa.
Okay, let me look at these results and...
Uh-huh.
My God, 100% love match. I've never seen this before. Your person is Kent Connerly.
Oh,
Kent?
Who? I don't believe...
Kent.
Mama, do we know any of the Connerlys?
Hello, Connerlys? Sorry.
Mama, how many brandies have you had?
Hey, mind your business, Gwendolyn. Sorry, didn't mean that. 4.5. The Connerlys, you said?
Yes, Kent Connerly. Where is
Kent
he?
Connelly.
Oh, I must go search for him.
I don't know any Kent Connerly, so...
Did I hear the name Kent Connerly?
Whoa!
Tis I, Kent Connerly, looking very, very dashing today. I'm very rich, looking for a wife.
Hello.
I like the sound of that. Kent, this is my daughter, Gwendolyn.
Curtsy?
Gwendolyn, what a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, hello.
And for the first time, having never seen you before, ever.
It's me. I'm young. I'm 17 now. I just had my birthday because 16's a little too young for a podcast. So I'm 17. Hello.
Wow, you are a beauty. What a wonderful... It's so good to meet you. Why don't I sign my name? I would love to be the first man on your dance card.
Oh, very well.
There we go.
Very good.
Connerly, $.
What's that?
Yes, Kent. What a lap match this is. What, I cannot believe this at all. It's almost as if something is off with these results. Kent?
Nope, I...
Why would you say that, Mr. Potts? This looks like young love to me.
Well, sometimes technology isn't always right. You have to work out the
kinks. I think technology is... But Mr. Potts, why don't we have a quick conference over here? A quick conference? Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, Kent? What the hell are you doing?
Buddy, you gotta chill, man. You gotta chill. That girl is smoking.
What are you... You're gonna blow my entire cover. I have to go to Belgium after this.
Listen, you can't just have me hanging in the back of that flim-flam machine all the time printing out other people's love matches, okay? Sometimes I want to be the love match, and Gwendolyn Bridgerton is my love match, so just let this happen, okay?
Kent, if you ruin this, I will bury you. I will show you what your father is doing in hell.
My father's in hell?
Your father's in hell. I have a direct mirror into hell, and he will tell you how disappointed he is in you.
Please, man, for once, just let me have this. I don't want to be me. Instead, I would much rather be...
Kent Connerly!
Sorry, me again. You keep saying your name quite loudly. Kent Connerly, where did you come from? And how did you make your fortune, if I may be so bold?
I come from north of here. Actually,
Ireland. He's Ireland. He's from Ireland.
I'm Irish. Yes, I'm Irish. I've been Irish this whole time.
I don't want that one.
Yeah, I don't know how intimate we are.
Well, I'm not actually Irish. I'm English. I'm from Bath. I'm from Bath, actually.
Violet, quickly. Do you know this guy? Have you ever seen him in your life?
No.
Kent Connerly?
No, can I go back to crying now?
Oh, sorry. Of course, dear.
No, listen, I'm Kent Connerly. I made my fortune in the mines of...
The mines?
Moria.
Of Moria?
Yes, the Mines of Moria. And he fought some almost dragon-like beings in order to make sure he could get his wealth. He's an incredible guy.
That's true!
Kent, is that a fake mustache you're wearing? Why am I smelling a rat? It looks like it's falling off your face.
Hey, everyone. I just went to the wrong room to cry. I was looking for a good place to cry, and I went to the wrong room. And Mr. Potts, you're a fraud.
What do you mean? You must just be upset.
Your love machine is fake. Some man back there put names out with fake scores.
I don't think that's correct. This is technology. This is the height of technology, actually.
Is it possible, Viola?
Kent, have you lied to me?
No, I haven't.
No, there's no lying here.
Potts, what the fuck are you doing, man? Why aren't you locking the door?
You're supposed to lock the door when you leave the room.
But you're supposed to lock the door. We have this conversation every fucking time. From Budapest to Hungary to England. You always lock the door. I always do the work back there.
God damn. Okay, look, we can get out of this, okay? Pin it on Violet. She's hysterical. She's hysterical. Violet. Violet, maybe you're just being emotional because you just got dumped. Could that be it?
Whoa, lady, calm
get
down.
Get him, Violet.
Don't you dare fool my family ever again.
Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Ow. Okay, fine.
Here, Gwendolyn.
Yes?
I'm holding Kent. Kick him in the balls.
Okay.
No, I'm not Kent. Totally.
I cannot condone this, so I will turn around.
I can.
Come on, Gwendolyn. Okay. Kick.
Okay, I've got my pointiest gilded shoes on. There you go. And one more in the testicle.
And that's what you get for messing with my girls.
Is my debut ruined, Mama?
Hey, don't. I think more of the attention will be on Mr. Potts. Come, Gwendolyn. Everything will be just fine.
Ouch.
Are your testicles okay?
No.
Kent? Okay, well, you did deserve that.
Here, have some brandy, Kent. You'll be fine. Whatever your name is.
Thank you.
Come in now, Davis. I see you over there, slumped over, whimpering.
I think I might have fucked up a little bit.
Language.
Sorry, I messed up.
No, you. What you did in that moment was you stayed true to yourself. I might have gotten lost in my excitement for seeing you married and pushed you towards something you weren't interested in. And Violet has had quite a time in Bath, you know, that scandalous Lady Bigwither couldn't stop making fun of how poorly she did out there. And I'd imagine that she would love to talk about this situation here, but I would hope she wouldn't, because she'd get a stern talking to, because it includes my son, and would paint you in a bad light. But the readers, oh, they would eat that up, son. They would want it so bad, dripping at the tongue of salivation.
I don't really read Lady Bigwither that much.
I would find her and hurt her if she would ever wrap my sweet, sweet son up in a rag like that. That would get so many views. Because the things you said and the way you said it, son, you just took her feelings and raised it in front of the crowd and the fake robot. It was...
Wait, the robot was fake?
Oh, yes, you missed it. There was someone inside of the robot. It's not real. Everything that was being said was just some guy making something up.
So the the percentages. They were just arbitrary. It was just some guy writing them in the background and was passing them through.
Son, I am apologizing to you right now.
Right, sorry.
And saying that, you know, I should have stood by your side while you heard Miss Violet Bitcherton's story, continuing the arc of her failing in Bath and her new failings here in Wooden Bassett. And you just...
Father, just, whoa, calm down. You're going on one of your tears.
Sorry, I'm just, you know, that Lady Bigwith just thinking the things she would say and getting the people to just grab as many issues.
Father, you got to let this Lady Bigwither thing go.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
Father,
me.
Father, she's not even that good a writer. Like, I don't know why you're so mad.
Excuse me?
She's not even that good of a writer.
Okay, son, we don't have to lie, okay?
I mean, like, she sells a lot, but it's just slock. It's just kind of like, she's just selling slander and gossip. Like, it's not important. It's not literature. It's not anything interesting.
You say words, my son. You're going through a lot right now. You wouldn't have the taste to understand the levels.
I don't think she has taste at all. I think she's just kind of like a wanton, rambling gossip.
Well, son, I think I'm
going
to end the conversation right here. We don't need to discuss literature because...
Well, it's my point. It's not literature. It's barely writing.
My son. Oh, I love you so much.
My son.
You say things.
Why is everyone choking me?
Oh, sorry, son. Sorry. Just your words. I connected with them.
I feel the connection. Father, I think I need to go say something to Violet.
Yes.
I didn't. I think I was a lot harsher than I meant to be, and I should just apologize real quick.
Yes, of course. Go. Go ahead and say something to Violet. All right.
Yeah. I don't. She's a good girl. She's a lovely woman. I didn't mean to be so harsh.
Good job. Go, son. Go to her.
I'll go find her.
Go to her.
I'm going.
Little bitch.
Sorry?
Yes.
What was that?
Huh?
What, no? It sounded like you said something.
Oh, no. I said go to her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll go to her.
Little bitch.
What?
What? Why don't keep her waiting? Keep going.
You keep saying something under your breath, and I keep thinking
I said go to her. I want my son to go. Okay, give apologies and other bad reviews of written works.
I'm gone.
All right. No, bitch.
Hey, have you seen Violet? Violet Bitcherton?
I think I saw her go in that closet over there. Poor thing.
Violet? Violet?
Oh, is that the wind? Because it sounds like the wind.
No.
Like the annoying wind. Like, what a little loser wind.
No.
That's what I hear.
Violet, it's Davis. I just... do you want to dance?
I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying the music by myself. Been kind of dancing by myself. And yeah, I don't need a man.
No, I know you don't. You can arm wrestle with the best of them and beat the crap out of anybody who has a fake machine, apparently. But I just want to apologize, and I thought... a dance might be nice.
Ugh, fine. If you're, like, desperate for it. Jesus.
I'm not... I'm trying to do...
I'm gonna lead. I'm leading.
Okay. I don't... Okay. Oh, okay. Ow.
Okay, I'm gonna dip you. I'm gonna dip
okay.
you.
Whoa! Okay. Violet, I just wanted to say that I'm sorry.
Oh, for what? Did you do... Like, did you do something rude? Idiot.
Yes. I was. This is so hard to go backwards. Yes, I was rude and I didn't mean to be, and I didn't mean to be so cruel and mean. I've been in love with Esty for so long, and then you came along, and then all of a sudden we were engaged, just kind of out of nowhere, and it scared me and it freaked me out, and I just panicked, and I had this plan for my life for so long, and then all of a sudden you were there, and that was a big hiccup in my plan, and I just didn't know how to deal with that. So I'm sorry.
I just wish that I had some sort of warning that you were into Esty. Like, literally no one knew that. You never seemed even interested in Esty. Like, I guarantee you that no one knew that you were into Esty. Like, that's how much you were hiding it.
Violet, I am a man. I keep my emotions very close to the chest at all times. I hold them dear. You know what I mean? It's tough for me to emote and tell people, Esty, I've loved you for my entire life and I want to be with you forever and always and eternity. And apparently we only have a 25% match rate, says, you know, some random guy in a machine. But, you know, still, it's another person out there saying we're not meant to be together. And Esty seems to not want to be with me, and then other people say I'm not right for her, and it just seems like the world's kind of against me in this one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have been so cruel.
Listen, a lot has happened tonight, and I just think I need to spend some time with my aunt and my cousin Gwendolyn, since Esty wasn't invited to the ball.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see you around, but I'm not going to bother with you anymore.
Oh, well, if you maybe sometime we could kind of start again, you know, just
dating?
As friends. No. Just as friends. Just like, you know, just walk about without the pressure of immediately me being put on a date because you won an arm wrestling match, or getting married to me because we accidentally kissed a little bit.
Yeah. We'll see. Anyway, I'm going to go find my aunt and my cousin. Goodbye, Davis.
Goodbye, Violet.
Everyone, I'm sorry for lying, but everyone has to get out. All the mechanical pens have exploded. They're all exploding. Everyone has to get out right now. I'm sorry. Everyone get out.
I knew this was witchcraft.
This place is terrifying.
Technology leading to nothing good.
Please, don't have a bad opinion of New Jersey from now on.
Save the brandy.
Gwendolyn, I have to say, that was awesome. You kicked so hard.
It really was.
I really feel a sort of vigor and strength coursing through my limbs. This is truly wonderful. What is this feeling? I guess we'll never know.
I don't know.
Honestly, I have to say, Gwendolyn, it is the same feeling I feel after a good arm wrestling match. And honestly, when we get back home, I'm going to teach you, if you want to learn, the art of arm wrestling.
You will? My girls, I'm so proud of both of you and how you handled yourselves tonight. It was a tough night. It's been a tough night. It's still a tough night, but it's not over yet.
Yeah.
Gwendolyn, the way you beat the ever-loving crap out of that guy who was a fraud, I'm just so proud of you. I've never done something quite like that.
That's true, Mama. You've never stood up for yourself, but maybe tonight can mark a new chapter for all of us. And, but there is still the matter of, I must find a husband. I must, to protect the family and save us
what?
All from ruin, certain ruin.
What do you mean by that?
Just about that she... what Gwendolyn means is eventually we all have to find husbands. I mean, not me, because I have one, and he's
right.
good.
Yeah, Uncle Ernie.
Sure, yeah, Mama. Shout out. Huge Mama. Shout out to him.
Mm-hmm. Enough! Violet has proven time and again to be a loyal member of this family, and she must know. Violet.
What?
My father.
Oh my God, we're doing this
what
right
happened?
Now? Oh shit.
Is dead!
Gwendolyn.
Uncle Ernie? Uncle Ernie is dead? Is that why he hasn't been here the entire month that I've been here and you just keep saying that he's out on business and every day you say that you saw him but he just left to go on a business meeting and that's why I haven't seen him? Uncle Ernie? Uncle Ernie's dead?
Violet.
Yes.
Keep your voice down, please, girls.
And his will explicitly stipulates that if I or Esty is not married, then the entire estate will fall under the governance of your eldest brother.
Arthur?
Yes.
That piece of shit?
Yes.
I know.
Thank you.
He sucks.
He sucks so hard. Gwendolyn,
oh,
we
God.
Have to get you married.
Oh, I'm so relieved we're on the same page, Violet. Oh, gosh, what a weight off. Yes, Violet, it's true. My husband is definitely... I don't know if he made it into heaven, if I'm being honest, but he's departed from this
Not
earth.
Not after all those nudie doodles.
Not after all those nudie doodles. We've nudie got a lot doodles. To catch you up on, Violet. You've missed a lot.
Dearest cousin, you must keep this a secret, or it will be the ruin of us all.
You have my word. I also have a secret.
Oh, God. Do we want to know?
And you have to promise not to tell anyone.
Okay, I'll promise after
okay.
I hear it. Okay,
tit for tat.
Okay.
Violet, you scoundrel! You dirty dog.
Well, dear reader, it seems we are no closer to finding a formula for love, nor any closer to a shelf-stable, clickable pen. But that does not mean that all is for naught. For this thrilling ball was certainly filled with secrets, lies, and most importantly, scandal. The starter pistol has sounded, and the field is already a blur of taffeta and lace, as this year's debutantes leave their debut in the rear view. You can be sure that the effects of this ball will ripple throughout the marriage season, because the one thing that any good ball is sure to bring is revelation. My eyes are open, and my pen is ready. But for the first time in my illustrious career, I find myself holding something back. At least for the time being. Keep your eyes on my pages, dearest reader, and maybe, just maybe, all will be revealed. Ta-ta for now.
Bitcherton features the voice talents of Katie Maravich, Iffy Wadiway, Brian Flaherty, Carolyn Page, and Cassie Wilson. This episode features guest star Teo Yang. Teo is a writer and comedian who can be seen on Dropout. Bitcherton is produced under the SAG-AFTRA independent podcast contract. This episode was produced by Elliot Davis and Brian Flaherty. Special thanks to our associate producers, Judith Hepworth, Zach Zane Nelson, and Andrew Setchin. Editing and sound design by Brian Flaherty. If you want even more Bitcherton, join our Patreon to read the Lady Big Withers gossip sheet and to hear the cast talk back for this episode, which sounds a little something like this.
What kind of ravioli? Just cheese?
We're all interrupting your story.
No, it's
I'm
a
so
very
sorry.
Random fact.
I actually
no, no,
like
no.
pizza better.
Ravioli's like a calzone, a small calzone.
I'm
what
so
about
sorry.
Alfredo?
Like, never
ravioli.
Bitcherton is a many-sided media production.